Good to have us both back on the pod all at one time again.
A minute. It's nice to be able to both chat, and this is a fun one because we get to talk about something really fun and exciting that's coming up in the future. Before we get there, how you been? What you been up to? Anything new and exciting in the world of Matt and aviation or non-aviation?
Well, been nice and busy for the exciting announcement that we're about to talk about. So we'll talk about that in a minute, but just been going at a full out sprint for quite some time now and trying to balance all my other responsibilities, but it's been fun.
Yeah, I can imagine. It's different over here, working on a bunch of stuff and then trying to balance the family life. Like Matt and I were just talking before the show started. We're watching my in-law's dog, and we're dog people, but we don't have a dog, so this is totally new. And the kids love Milo. We love him too, but he's a 10-month-old giant puppy who likes to jump in bed, and we're not used to that. So it was kind of an eye-opening experience. My wife, who's a huge dog lover, also said, "No puppies in this house, not for years." And I said, "Okay, I'm cool with that." So as much as I've been working on other stuff, there's always that family and little distractions that we have out there that we got to check at the curb sometimes when we go fly or do other work. But the big thing that Matt and I have been working jointly on is TPNX. And TPNX is, it's not fast approaching, but it will be fast approaching very fast. It's soon enough.
It feels like it's fast approaching. Yeah. It feels like it's right around the corner
here. Yeah, and soon enough, it'll be right around the corner for everybody else. For Matt and I, it's been worked on since basically TPNX last year ended in April 2022. We've been at it since then. And now we've got a lot of stuff finalized and are moving into the home stretch for us. And it's time to kind of tell everybody else a little bit about TPNX 2023. So Matt, kind of turn it over to you. What's the big, I guess, what are the four major differences of TPNX versus, I don't know, just some of the other, not necessarily the big job fairs out there, but there's a ton of job fairs that are out there nowadays. What's the big differences that we kind of made for us, just so we stood out a little bit differently, made a different experience for everybody else?
Right. So there are a couple of things that we are trying to do a little bit differently. I mean, both you and I went to all the major job career fairs when we were trying to get hired and all this and that. And there was a lot of good stuff there. I mean, the way those conferences are run, they're big, there's a lot of people there, very well put together and very organized. But one of the things that the first thing that we wanted to do away with is the entire idea of waiting in a 4-hour line, 6-hour line for a couple minutes to meet with a recruiter. I mean, that was just something that, I understand why that happens, supply and demand, and you got to get there early and wait for your 5 minutes of fame. But I think, you and I started this journey early on with kind of a different take on how the recruitment process could look, and lines just weren't a part of that. The second part that kind of goes in, no pun intended, goes in line with that is no suits. We don't allow any suits and ties at the event. You show up in a suit and tie, we're going to ask you to go throw on a polo shirt and a nice pair of slacks or even a nice pair of jeans, yeah. It don't show up looking like a bum, but both you and I and many of our guests were wearing jeans and a polo shirt last year. And I think that is a nice way to kind of relax. Because we want to make it a fun environment, not as stressful. And that's just one way to do it. There's definitely a time and a place for a suit and tie. Your interview is one of those things, but at TPNX, that's not it.
Yeah.
And then the third thing that, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say for sure. I mean, that's the, it was the, if you're going to take away one thing from this little conversation. Number one and number two were the first two things we talked about when we were going to form any sort of job fair for TPN, whether as it morphed into TPNX or what it was in the past when it was a lot smaller, was remember the first two things were no lines, no suits, no ties. Actually, specifically, it was no ties, no lines, and there was that was non-negotiable. I remember the first time we talked to the airlines about it too. They were like, "So no ties, no lines. How are you going to do? We get the no ties things. How are you going to do the no lines thing?" And we'll talk about that later. But anyway, so
you know, we can talk about the how here the how in a second, a little bit, but so.
The third thing.
Yeah, but it's definitely something that we have to, every time we have a meeting with the airline recruiting teams, we have to set expectations for them too, because the standard is you show up in a suit and tie to these things and it's a little mini interview, and that's not the way TPNX is. And so it takes a little bit of expectation management to make sure that they know what to expect. And honestly, the feedback from the recruiting teams was astronomically good. I mean, that once they got the hang of what the environment and the intention was supposed to be, everyone loved it. So the next thing that makes TPNX just a little bit different is this is not you and 20 of your squadron mates or 20 of your flying buddies coming and standing in that line. We really encourage you to bring your spouse out. And while we say spouses are encouraged, not just welcome, but spouses are absolutely encouraged. We want you to bring your spouse out. Many of the airline recruiting teams last year would allow your spouse to come over and actually sit down and talk with the recruiter with you. And that was really something special, because what that allows your family unit to do, or regardless of what that looks like, is to sit down and get to know that airline through that recruiter, just as much as that recruiter is getting to know the pilot, and through your spouse. And it's a good question and answer period. I mean, obviously it was up to each airline on how they wanted to manage that, but, the feedback from that particular thing was just absolutely outstanding. And then, kind of in keeping with that too, we didn't turn away kids. So while we intentionally don't say families are encouraged, because we don't want this to turn into a Sunday afternoon picnic, kids were running around, and respectfully, of course, but we did have a couple of families that reached out and said, we've got childcare issues. I really want my spouse to be able to come to the event and see what it's all about, but we just can't get a sitter, and we're like, bring them out, no problem at all. So that's definitely a thing. And if you fall into that category, your kiddos will not be turned away.
No, they won't be.
And then the last thing, the fourth thing, so we kind of say there's four things that make TPNX a little bit different, and I'm sure there's probably a lot more, but the fourth thing that we talk about is, we limit the size of this event intentionally. So right now we're only have 400 tickets per day. It's a 2-day event. So while last year we could have easily doubled, maybe even tripled that, we really felt strongly about increasing the opportunity for each pilot to spend 15 minutes with a recruiter and as many recruiters as they could. And to do that, we really wanted to limit the quantity to increase the quality of the time spent and really make this well use of your time and giving up your weekend. And so while we're doing it on a Friday, Saturday, as opposed to a Saturday, Sunday this year, like we did last year, I think that everyone will find that by limiting the number of people that we're allowing to attend the event, we're really trying to increase the amount of face time that you get and that quality time with the recruiting teams. And that's something that's important to us. And so those are the four things that overall make us a little bit different. And we're already starting to see some of those things manifest in some of the other conferences and job hiring events. So hopefully we're helping to set a trend and make these a little bit more laid back, a little bit more relaxed.
For sure. I think that's exactly where we tried the first two TPNXs, which were much smaller, more different, not nearly the same as kind of the what we're what we've done with last year and what we're doing with this year. It's nice to see that some of that trend is starting to move in the right direction, rub off on a lot of people out there, and people understanding what it is too. Because on the flip side, yeah, we know the attendee likes it. We were a little worried that maybe the airline wouldn't, or the airlines wouldn't, or the vendors, or just people in general. But everybody, like you said, had wonderful feedback for us on that, both internally, externally. And if you as an attendee, if you think, oh my gosh, no suit, no tie, that's okay. They know they want that. That's what they like. They see the importance of you being yourself and in the uniform of the day, as it were. So as we do approach, though, there's so many logistics that goes into putting an event on like this in a lot of different ways. But there's logistics that are out there for the folks to know that are real basic, like the where, what, when, how, all that good stuff. So Matt, where, when, what, how, all those W questions, is TPNX and how is the logistic planning going?
All right. So let's start off with the easy one is the when. It's April 21st and 22nd, which is a Friday, Saturday. The where is Orlando, at the Orlando airport. So we've rented out the C terminal. It's actually the train station, but over in the brand new C terminal. It's absolutely a amazing kind of really well done facility that is not quite open to the public yet. While it's a public space, it's not quite being used. They've opened the C terminals, the international gates over there, that JetBlue and a couple other airlines use, but. So we're kind of off on the train station side. So if you just follow the signs to the C terminal at the Orlando airport, we're right there. So one of the biggest things that we fell in love with this space early on last year when we were trying to look for a venue because we had outgrown some of the places we had done previously. And number one, it's huge. It's bright. It's relaxed, and it overlooks the runways, and you can't beat that. So it's the perfect environment. It's not a stuffy hotel conference room with fluorescent lights. It's floor to ceiling windows and just really an incredible place. So April 21st and 22nd in Orlando, Florida. Bring your family and go to Disney as part of the whole thing. So
yeah,
it makes it really easy to get in and out, and every airline flies there. So it's pretty awesome.
Yep.
So that's the where and the when, the what we kind of talked about a little bit before with the things that make us different and how that's going. I mean, we've got 15 airlines signed up right now. And again, that just kind of goes in line with whatever, you know, what we were talking about. We limit the number of attendees. We're not trying to put 4,000 people in a room so you have a massive line to wait in, but we're also trying to reach out to the airlines that we think best suit the needs of the pilot network of our membership. And yeah, so for sure. That means the four major airlines and whoever else for those who maybe don't quite meet those minimums yet, but we reach out to as many airlines as possible that we think fit the needs of what we're doing. And that is everything from fractionals to ULCCs to some majors. And we're pretty selective about how that happens. We've even got a couple that are non-standard this year that are pretty cool, a little different spin on the after, on the flying job that I think people will find very interesting. So,
yeah. Speaking of airline attendees, do you want to rattle a few off, or do you want to go through the whole list and just burn through them, or do we want to keep people in suspense even longer?
Well, I tell you what, how about you go to thepilotnetwork.com/TPNX and take a look for yourself? Cause literally this list is changing every single day, but I think two new airlines that we're really excited about this year are Avelo and Breeze are going to be attending with us. And then United Airlines also will be there. And that's going to be a big deal. So yeah. Avelo and Breeze are new on the scene and something that we're excited for TPM members to have a chance to talk to and learn about their business model. Of course, Allegiant and American Airlines and Southwest and Delta are returning from last year, and that's pretty incredible. And I don't want to leave anyone out, but we do have a bunch of others. And then so take a look at the website, thepilotnetwork.com/TPNX, and you'll see the updated list, because it literally is changing every day.
Yeah, it is changing every day. In fact, we had a new addition on Friday at the end of this last week. So the work week, they came through at the very last second and said, hey, we're in. And they're up there. There's the flyers up there. You can look at all the ways to sign up for TPNX. If you're a recruiting team that hears this and you're interested in swinging down, or a volunteer, even though I will say volunteer space is filling up. We're almost at a max capacity because there's so much interest.
How many do we have now? About 50 volunteers?
Maybe even more than 50. So last I looked, we were hovering right around that 50 number, and pretty much that's almost going to be the cutoff, because at that point we're kind of jamming the arena full of volunteers. Believe me, we're going to use all 50 of you, and you're going to get everything. We're going to get everything we can out of you, and you're going to get a lot in return. But we're running out of space.
Hats off to anyone who does event and conference planning, because the logistics of managing an event like this and making sure it goes off and the quality is high, that is easier said than done. And so we are eternally grateful for the volunteers.
Yeah,
and if there's anyone out there who wants to continue to volunteer, we haven't closed the doors yet for that, but we could definitely always use some extra help.
Let's just put it this way, that we're in airline parlance, we're about 2 to 3 minutes from the door closing. So you better run to your gate, as it were. The other thing is we have vendors coming as well, right, Matt? I mean, it's primarily a networking career fair, but there are vendors, and a lot of the vendors are returnees from last year. For those of you who went to TPNX, there are some newbies that are coming in, but what's your take on the vendors that we invite? What kind of, why are they there, I guess, is the question I'm asking.
Right. So, I mean, that's a great point. One of the big things that's really important for us with TPNX is the opportunity to meet with the airlines and network with each other. But there's an entire ecosystem of businesses that support new pilots, especially those transitioning from the military into civilian Part 121, fractional, Part 91, Part 135. You know, when you're making that shift from the military aviator into the civilian airline world, whatever form that takes, there's an entire ecosystem of companies and partners that do that. And as much as the Pilot Network is a network of pilots, as the name would suggest, we're also a network of businesses that support those pilots. And so we hand select these companies that we want to work with, and we make sure that we get to know the owners and make sure they have the heart of a teacher and are really world class at what they do, and operate with integrity and have your best interests at heart. So when you come out, we hope you'll stop and talk to each one of these, because we've put a lot of time and effort into making sure that the industry partner vendors part of TPNX is really high quality.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I remember last year going to talk to all the vendors and seeing what they were doing. I didn't get a chance to play with the virtual reality stuff, but I got to do a lot of everything else and talk to each vendor. And there were some other unique kind of recruiting opportunities with a couple guard units to stop by that were interested in participating, which was kind of neat. And the way I likened it was, it was a group of businesses that were trying to foster not only education for the pilots that were there, but to help support their career well after they get hired, well into the future, into retirement, or depending if they were just starting out in aviation, to help them build and compound their capability and skill set faster than they would be able to do otherwise. And I thought that was one of the more cool things about having a smaller vendor base and being able to have them have those kind of longer duration discussions and not have a lot of stuff going on over a much larger swath of land. Just thinking back to my days going to the ATA conference, which is not a job fair, totally different thing. But there's so much stuff. There's so much sensory overload going on that walking around that conference, you're like, I don't even remember what I just saw. I remember going in the KC-46 and flying the fake simulator, which was this huge mock-up, and it was really cool. But there was a lot of that and kind of that sensory overload. It TPNX doesn't have that in the vendor style. We're really, as Matt said, after that heart of a teacher business who wants to help educate you and support you throughout your career, which is something that we both are really big on. Well, now, you know, we knocked out some of the logistical stuff, some of the stuff that people really want to hear, but there's way more cool stuff going on at TPNX. And what are a couple of those things that we're doing that the more fun stuff and things that people are going to see that's maybe unique? I mean, it's probably done in a few other places, but we've got our own little spin on it.
Right. So, you know, a big part of these things is the networking aspect of talking with other pilots, talking with recruiters in a relaxed environment, not just in your, you know, the meet and greet sessions and all that sort of stuff. So we're incorporating a little bit more formalized yet laid back happy hour opportunities. So we're going to be getting together with a formal event on Thursday evening, which is before the event kicks off. And that's going to be sponsored by Flexjet. We're really excited that they have decided to sponsor that social hour and more on that soon. They're busy with some other stuff right now, but we're going to have them on the pod to talk about what their plans are for that and just kind of discuss that social hour. But that's going to be a lot of fun because it's going to be high end. It's going to be right there at the airport. So it's really easy for anyone who can show up a little bit early and the day prior. So we're really excited about that. And then we're going to do that on Thursday evening and Friday. We're still standing by on the sponsors, who's going to sponsor the Friday evening social. But American Airlines is sponsoring the happy hour after the event is over. On Friday. So after day one, we're going to have a happy hour networking event in the venue itself. And then that'll be a couple hours and then we'll transition over for the after party social that evening. So we're honored to have American Airlines and Flexjet believe in us and help out to sponsor these events. And I think there's going to be some fun stuff that happens at those. And I don't want to spoil that just yet, but we're really excited. So stand by for some announcements on who's going to sponsor the Friday evening social, but we're really excited for that. And then the other thing I want to talk about is Pivot Flyboys. So for those of you who grew up using Flyboy knee boards and use Pivot cases and mounts at your respective airlines and in your military units, Pivot and Flyboys are the title sponsor of the entire event. And so they're going to be there supporting TPN and pilots and the airlines and all sorts of stuff. So there's going to be some awesome giveaways and some swag and really some high-end stuff that is going to be very useful and a lot of fun, very worth your while.
Yeah, last year, I mean, I got all my Pivot stuff that I need, but I did get a shirt and I loved it. And I'm not one to normally take, cause they're like good shirts. They're like the soft, great. They're good for working out, good for working around the house. Good to, you know, wear out on date night. I mean, maybe, but like, yeah, it was Flyboys Pivot, lots of good stuff from them. Bunch of other, folks who are working on stuff that they want to do too. We don't want to spoil too many surprises. Got to come to TPNX if you want to, be part of that whole jam. So, that's kind of some of the cool stuff and a couple other things, that we're doing internally, I think, that I, wanted to just hit on that we did last year too, right? Like we had the headshots that we talked about and, some of the other fun fun stuff like little interview setup that we're going to try to experiment with this year a little bit. And there's going to be some cool places to get your photos taken as far as what it's going to look like. For those of you who've been there before, you're going to see a little change in how that's set up. And I think you're going to really appreciate it. So we're excited to show you kind of a new, a new facelifted version with all the same bones and structure, but just a nicer kind of a nicer appeal when you walk in. But we'll leave that up to you. You can make that feedback to us. You can tell us what you think, but I got a feeling you're going to dig it. And then
we don't want to get too flashy, big, too ahead of our skis, but we, you know, every year we just kind of want to tighten things up and make it a little sharper.
Make it even a little bit more of its own flavor, and realize that you, as part of the network, you're part of that flavor, and you're part of the reason that it's, and when it looks like it does, it's because our whole thought in mind is, hey, we want you to feel proud of your network and you being the representative of it. When you walk in there, show them a great resume application and get the job that you want. And then find out that, hey, I've got all these people supporting me as I go forward in my career. Speaking of support, this is a blatant marketing plug from both Matt and I. We are huge supporters of Women in Aviation, Organization of Black Aerospace Professionals, the Latino Pilot Association, the National Gay Pilot Association. We want to offer all of them an opportunity to come to TPNX gratis, free of charge, booth, everything, show up. We want you there. We want you to participate with us. We want to support what you're all about. Matt, did I forget anybody out there? There's other organizations, right? Like, we've got pre-flight camps are already on board, so I'm not worried about them. And if I did forget anybody, I don't want to leave anybody out.
They're welcome to reach out.
So the pilot network we want to support all pilots of every background. And our goal is to get them to diversify what organizations they belong to, where they put their support behind, and understanding that, hey, we can't all do it all by ourselves. So let's get these other organizations involved with the pilot network, and we want to back them and support them. So for anybody who's listening out there, who's got connections or is a big volunteer within those groups, send that information their way. We want them there. We want them to showcase what they have to our network, and we want to support them in their mission in perpetuity. For the rest of you who want to show up to TPNX, go pick your ticket up. Matt, where can they do that?
Right. Just head to the website, thepilotnetwork.com/TPNX. And you can sign up, fill out your profile, get a ticket there. We try to keep it as reasonable in cost as possible. We don't make any, this is not a fundraising event for us. This is a break-even event, and so everything goes into making this event what it is. So, you'll forgive that tickets aren't free, but we try to keep that as reasonable and cost-effective as possible, and in order to make the event worthwhile as well. So,
yeah, that's spot on. And in the future, we're hoping to do more of these as we lead up to TPNX. We got some really good surprises that are built in. With that, that'll keep you coming back, because as we lead up to TPNX, there's going to be more out there for you to consume, to get ready, to understand the next phase of this or where you're going or what you want to do. Maybe you'll change your mind several times before you actually make that decision. So stay tuned, stay ready, stay frosty, as they would say. And if you have questions, you want to get a hold of us, you can hit us up at heyguys@thepilotnetwork.com. You can go to thepilotnetwork.com. See what we're doing there, and come check out the communities that we have going and set up just for you, so you can move forward in your career. Matt, any parting wisdom, any parting words?
Yeah, if anyone out there is listening and associated with an airline or recruiting team that isn't on the list yet to come on out, reach out to them and give them our email address or the website. And we'd love to talk to them, see if they would be willing to come out. If they're a good fit, then we would love to have them. So it we want to make this the kind of event that is good for all TPN members, you know, new and old. We want to make sure that it's a lot of fun, but also very, very productive. And so, you know, if there's airlines that we are not yet talking to, please, by all means, reach out to us and let us know. But other than that, we look forward to seeing you there. We'll be having more of these update sessions via the podcast and the YouTube channel and a couple other channels, trying to keep you as informed as possible on what's going on, what to expect. I think next time we'll be talking about the TPNX app and how that works and just some logistics on how to get there and get the most out of it. So, but for right now, we just wanted to make sure everyone was aware. So do us a favor and share this podcast episode with anyone and everyone who's within, I'd say, 12 to 24 months from separation from active duty or looking for a job in that period of time. I think this is going to be a pretty awesome event. We'd love to see it there.
Yeah, spot on, man. Spot on. And again, I'll throw it out there again. For everybody who missed it the first time, hey guys, thepilotnetwork.com. That's where you can go. It'll shoot an email to Matt or I. We'll get back to you and we'll start that journey with you to go down whatever journey it is that you're looking to do. Adventure comes your way in life, whoever you need us to reach out to. So final words from me are the same as they always have been and probably the same as they always will be. Keep the greasy side down and the shiny side up. Fly safe, everybody.
Yes, yes.